question has been raised, would it be permissible for a man to remove hair from between his eyebrows? Some people have hair there, a unibrow, and they don't like it, and they don't want to have it, so would it be permissible to remove such hair? So what would be the problem? Before you say why it should be mutter, you have to say why it should be aser. So there is a pasuk in Chumash which forbids a man from wearing simlas isha and vice versa as well. The issur of simlas isha, this is discussed in the Gemara Nazir Nun Tes and in Yoredeya Kuf Pei Beis. And the Gemara makes clear that at least on one level or other, deraisa derabanan, but it doesn't just apply to clothing. Without getting into the issue of when is it asur mutter to wear clothing of the other gender, but it applies to other activities as well, especially issues that relate to the guf, to the body, to grooming. So the Gemara says that it would be forbidden for a man to remove hair from Beis HaShechi, which is the armpit, and Beis HaErva. That is considered something that women do, that men don't, and therefore that would be aser. So in a similar vein, women are known commonly to pluck hair from the eyebrows and to shape the eyebrows, and men much less so. And maybe that would be included in the issur of tikuna isha, as it's referred to. So would there be any room to say that in this case it would be permissible? So there are two possible formulations, the way to say that it could be mutter. Number one is the following: that if a person feels that he's not doing it for beautification, but he's doing it because he feels uncomfortable, he feels embarrassed, that socially it's unacceptable. So is there a distinction between those two things? Some poskim raise that possibility that the iser of simlas isha is dvarm shel noy. The Gemara says that one of the Amoraim asked, what if armpit hair is bothering someone? It's causing discomfort and pain. So would that be, it grows too long and that's uncomfortable? So the response he got was, it's okay, it falls out before it gets really uncomfortable. So the Rishonim wonder, well, what if it does? What if a person has a rash? What if it really is uncomfortable? So one of the opinions of the Rishonim is that, no, that in that case it would be mutter, implied from the Gemara. And the reason is that it's only us if it's done biderech noy, as opposed to for ulterior motives. So the poskim discuss, without fully getting into right now, but the poskim discuss, let's say a man wants to dye his hair. Not because it'll look nicer, but because he won't get a job if people think he looks too old. Or for whatever purpose is, a shidduch. So would that be considered to be a problem of tikkun isha? We say that he's not doing it for the purpose of beauty, and therefore be mutter, and perhaps that could be applied here as well. Perhaps there's a more fundamental point, though, in terms of why this should be permissible, and that is the following, that the Gemara indicates... The Gemara indicates the following. The Gemara has a story of an individual who was chayv malchus midrabbanan, and one of the Amoraim saw that he didn't shave his armpit hair, so he said, "Oh, he must be one of the chaverim." So he gave him a dispensation. So the Rishonim point out, "What do you mean, one of the chaverim? We just said that that's an iser. Only the chaverim were makbid on halacha. Everyone else violated the halacha." So the Ran says it was a place where it was common for men to remove the armpit hair. What do you see? This is an obvious point, that this iser is unique in that it depends on what is normal in a certain, in a particular time and place with regard to physical grooming. The Shulchan Aruch brings this iser to remove armpit hair for a man. The Ramah writes, in a place where it's not common for men, in a place where that's something that women do as opposed to men do. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says as well that other areas of the body would be mutter for a man to remove the hair as long as he doesn't use a razor, because that's how women do it. So again, poskim right, that's assuming that it's common in that place, in that society, for men to remove that hair. If not, so then it would be aser. So this iser is shaped by what is normal in any particular society. So then the argument could be raised, and this also can be formulated in two ways. Maybe in a situation where people are embarrassed, then it's normal for everybody to do it. Or maybe not even getting into the situation where people are embarrassed, maybe bismanenu. So it's already at a point where everyone takes off, or at least enough people take off that, the hair between the eyebrows, the unibrow, that that would be considered to be no longer tikkun isha at all. It's very common both for men and women. So then it doesn't make a difference. We don't have to get into the question of what is kavanas are. It would certainly be mutter. In any event, in the Sefer Nishmas Avraham, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that he thinks it would be permissible. He doesn't really explain why. He just says because it's not beautification, it's because it's taking away a pigam. So maybe that could go with either one of the formulations that we gave. I don't know. But he writes that they think so would be permissible. And that's something that could probably be applied to other situations. Where exactly do you draw the line? But let's say it's also very bushy in a way, which is unusual, where people in that society, everyone would take that off. How far do you go? Certainly, I think refined shaping is still a womanly thing and not a manly thing. But nonetheless, in situations where it's clear that that's something that would be common both for men and women, then there would be room to be matir. Have a wonderful day. And who's stopping the church today?